Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Our report contains our findings and analysis and the reasons for the decisions we made. We conducted an extensive investigation over 2 years. In writing the report, we stated the results of our investigation with precision. We scrutinized every word. I do not intend to summarize or describe the results of our work in a different way in the course of my testimony today.
Today, former special counsel Robert Mueller testified before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees to address his investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election and whether President Trump or his associates attempted to conspire with the Russian government. But before today's hearings, Mueller has said the report itself was his testimony, a line he continued to stick with today.
Well, I would have to refer you to the report on that.
I rely on the report.
I'll leave it with the report.
I refer to the report on that,
and I send you back to the report.
The report.
The report.
The report.
But lawmakers on both sides of the aisle still tried to get more revealing information.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Now, in fact, your report expressly states that it does not exonerate the president.
It does.
When the special counsel's office interviewed Mifsud, did he lie to you guys, too?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into.
Why did the president of the United States want you fired?
I can't answer that question.
Was anything in Attorney General Barr's letter referred to as the principal conclusions letter dated March 24th inaccurate?
Well, I am not going to get into that.
You made a political case instead. You put it in a paper sack, lit it on fire, dropped it on our porch, rang the doorbell, and ran.
And when Donald Trump called your investigation a witch hunt, that was also false, was it not?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Well, your investigation is not a witch hunt, is it?
It is not a witch hunt. Let me say one more thing. Over the course of my career, I have seen a number of challenges to our democracy. The Russian government's effort to interfere in our election is among the most serious. As I said on May 29th, this deserves the attention of every American.
We're going to try to answer some of those lingering questions. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. But I have someone with us who is not just going to refer back to the report, and that's Max Kuttner, who's been with us a number of times over the past few months on this story. He's a journalist covering the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Russia probes. Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Max, the big news of the day came from Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler's line of questioning, where he explicitly asked Robert Mueller if the report exonerated the president, and Mueller answered no. Is that the headline?
That is one of the big sound bites today. It does seem that this Democrat strategy to ask true or false and yes or no answers is getting those headlines, getting those sound bites that they want. That said, a lot of what is seeming like big news today, it's all in the report. It might have been muddled by commentators, might have been muddled by previous statements by Justice Department leaders. So this is exactly what the Democrats wanted to do, bring this report to life and bring out those key details.
When we turn now to the Intelligence Committee testimony, and that's focusing much more on Russian interference, something that Mueller has repeatedly said is the most important thing to come out of the report. I want to take a listen now to Adam, Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff's questioning of Mueller.
When the president said the Russian interference was a hoax, that was false, wasn't it?
True.
In short, your investigation found evidence that Russia wanted to help Trump win the election, right?
I think generally that would be accurate.
Russia committed federal crimes in order to help Donald Trump?
When you're talking about the computer crimes in the charge in our case, absolutely.
The Trump campaign officials built their strategy, their messaging strategy around those stolen documents?
Generally, that's true.
And then they lied to cover it up?
Generally, that's true.
So, Max, again, we're seeing that pattern of Democrats starting off the testimony, the hearings here with yes or no questions. This, to me, felt pretty substantial. What were your thoughts on that exchange?
Right. And this is from volume one of the report. That's what this whole Intelligence Committee hearing is about, which was all about the Russian interference. Again, I think this was a really effective strategy. We're seeing it play out. Now, this is something, the Russian interference to help Trump and denigrate Hillary Clinton, this is something we have been hearing about for years. The U.S. intelligence community came together, published this report in January 2017, weeks before the inauguration of Trump. And so it's not new. We keep hearing it. But now this is yet another authority telling us what happened, and the leaders of national security agencies, intel agencies, are saying we need to start taking this seriously. And I wonder how many more of these reports and probes it's going to take for people to take it seriously, especially as 2020 election comes up.
Mueller has made this such a repeated, of the few things that he does say, this is the thing that he's telling people to pay attention to. Why hasn't this been the main focus of a lot of the coverage that we're seeing out there on this?
I think because it's not so new. Even though it isn't catching on, we have been hearing about it for so long. The U.S. federal government first acknowledged it under the Obama administration in October 2016, weeks before the election. There's some debate about whether even that was too late and things should have come out earlier. My reporting has showed that James Comey at the time had wanted to reveal this in an op-ed. He was going to write it for the New York Times or another newspaper at the time, and he was stopped from doing so. But so we know this already. Now that it is the subject of this hours-long hearing, I think it will get more attention. I think this was a really effective job of separating the hearings between the obstruction issue this morning and now the Russia issue.
One of the things, Max, that stood out to me, and again, in this in the Schiff yes-no question back and forth, was when he asked Mueller whether this was a witch hunt. And Mueller responded, "It's not a witch hunt." Were you as stunned by that as I was?
I was. That moment did stand out because he could have just said a yes or no or a true or false as he had previously been doing, but he took the time to answer that question.
And is that also in line with Mueller's wanting to almost defend the work as it was done and the people that did that work?
Absolutely. It seems the moments when he's actually taking time to push back, to answer these questions, even raise his voice even a tiny bit, is when the integrity of his team and his work is questioned.
On the whole, as we mentioned at the top, Mueller has kept his answers very short. Often the questions are yes or no questions. And many times he's referred to some variation of saying, "I refer to the report," or "that's not within the purview," or "his purview," without elaborating what's in the report. Is there a strategy behind his doing that? Or is he pretty much sticking to what he said from the beginning, which is, "I'm not going to speak outside of these parameters"?
He's sticking to that, Tanzina. And this is just typical Mueller. This is how he was as FBI director. I've heard it from so many different sources. He is the anti-Comey. That's not to say he doesn't like Comey. That's to say he was just so different from him. Whereas we heard James Comey in one of these hearings say that he felt nauseous to hear that he might have impacted the election. We're not getting any of that from Mueller. In fact, even asked why he accepted the job of special counsel, he could have said something like, "It's his duty to serve the country." Instead, he said, quote, "I'm not going to go into that."
What else are your sources telling you about the hearings? I mean, you've talked to people who know Mueller quite well.
Yeah, I spoke with one of his longtime friends today who was watching, and he told me, quote, "He clearly does not want to be there and is not comfortable, and this is the wrong format to get anything good out of him." I also spoke with a former senior official at the FBI who worked under Mueller. He said, "I know Mueller hates having to testify. He seems disoriented." So they both feel that this just isn't comfortable for him. This isn't the setting he likes to be in. We know from reporting on the Russia investigation that he would sit in the back of the room during these witness interviews. So I think he likes being in the back of the room, hearing others give information and not being up front answering these questions.
In terms of the Republican strategy, we saw several Republicans in the initial hearings this morning who questioned Mueller and sought to sort of undermine the work of his team by essentially calling his hires biased against Donald Trump and against the Republican Party. I want to play an exchange here between North Dakota Republican Kelly Armstrong and Robert Mueller.
"We strove to hire those individuals that could do the job. I've been in this business for almost 25 years, and in those 25 years, I have not had occasion once to ask somebody about their political affiliation. It is not done. What I care about is the capability of the individual to do the job and do the job quickly and seriously and with integrity.
Again, Mueller there, uncharacteristically, I wouldn't say emotional, but definitely more verbal there than he has been so far. Is there any evidence, Max, about that political bias did play into any of Mueller's hires and whether or not the Russia investigation and how it played out?
Well, the Republicans certainly think so. And some of the Republicans today, or at least one of them, did enumerate what they feel are these examples of it. And you can see it, it's public information, donations to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Aaron Zebley, who is sitting beside Mueller today and is now technically a sworn-in witness this afternoon, he represented a Hillary Clinton aide. So there are these cases, but as Mueller said, he does not ask political affiliation. This does not mean bias just because you represent someone or just because you make these donations. We talked about, Tanzina, what he is not saying. So I think it's so important to look at what he is saying, which is the clip you just played. He seems to be speaking up and pushing back only in these instances when his team or his work is under scrutiny.
Max, we're pretty much at the end of Mueller's public testimony. I mean, this is probably the last time we'll see Robert Mueller in this life. I mean, I think he goes into private life back again, probably forever after this. But what happens from here? I mean, what do we take away from this other than a political and media spectacle?
Well, Congress is hoping, or at least the Democrats are hoping, to take information from these hearings and now perhaps explore impeachment. And we heard that from one of the last members of Congress to speak this morning at the House Judiciary Committee hearing, might have been the closing note of that hearing, when she said it is now our turn to take it and move forward. So that's what we'll have to be following now. We'll see what happens with Mueller, whether he'll return to his law firm WilmerHale, whether more committees will bring him out, such as the Senate Judiciary Committee, perhaps. So that we'll see what happens with that.
Max Kuttner is a journalist covering the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Russia probes. As always, thank you, Max.
Thank you.
And the White House released a statement between the two hearings today saying, quote, the last 3 hours have been an epic embarrassment for the Democrats.
I rely on the report. I refer you to the report. Again, I refer you to the report. That's what it says in the report. Yes, I stand behind the report. I refer to the report on that. I refer to the write-up of this in the report. I would have to refer you to the report on that. I'd refer you to the write-up of it in the report. I refer you to the report. I direct you to the report for how that is characterized. I rely on the language of the report. I just gotta believe it and as it appears in the report. Well, I would again refer you to the report and the way it is characterized in the report. I again refer you to the discussion that's found on page 115. I'm going to ask you to rely on what we wrote about those, and then I send you back to the report. And I leave it with the report.